Bonjour and welcome to What's This Podcast, episode 32. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're going to do some more Christmas stuff.
I think we're doing another storytellers, right?
Yes. That's why I said bonjour, because we're going to La France Pavilion. Tried to make that French and I didn't.
Foreshadowing.
Yes, we're in France. So we're going to go over some stuff that I got, first and foremost, and we'll listen to a French storyteller for Christmas. And what do we have for today?
We have a sparkling Christmas spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Cinderella's Holiday Wish and Castle Dream Lights.
At Magic Kingdom.
At the Magic Kingdom, at the MK.
At the Kingdom of Magic. Wonderful. How do you say wonderful in French?
You don't.
Oh, they don't have a word because they don't like it.
They don't use that word.
It's not good.
It's not considered a...
What does vosoir mean? Is that bad?
What are you asking me for?
I don't know.
I don't speak French.
Making conversation to a person who doesn't speak French.
You didn't give me any... I would have looked it up.
I think it's bye. Like, vosoir, right?
I've never heard it before.
Do you know how to say bye in French? I think that's it.
So, you say bonjour.
Bonjour to say hello. Vosoir, right? Am I even saying that right? I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's why I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, well.
Well, now I have to look it up.
No, you don't have to.
Yes, I do.
The people can just be annoyed with how I don't know any languages. Actually, I know a lot of Spanish, but I don't speak that ever, so. Dead air.
No, keep talking. I thought you were going to go into it.
What, the French? I don't know anything.
No. Oh, in
okay, so we'll start 2 hours. First and foremost.
Au revoir.
Oh, au revoir. Bonsoir. See you later.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
Au revoir. I wouldn't have thought of that either, so I don't know why. I liked when Muzzy used to sing French.
You remember Muzzy?
Yeah, and he was like, je suis la jeune fille. And I don't actually know what he said, but that's like what I'd heard on the commercial every time.
I never knew.
Should watch the Muzzy commercial. I love that commercial.
Yeah.
Played it like nonstop when I was watching TV when I was little.
I always wanted to get it because I always wanted to learn another language, but...
Yeah, I wonder if anyone actually ever bought it. I'm assuming they did. Like, what was it? Like, you just watch cartoons at home that have...
I wonder if it's still around.
Oh, if Muzzy, like, branched out into, like, iTunes and stuff.
Is it Rosetta Stone now? Did it evolve? Did it grow up as we grew
up?
Oh,
Muzzy, like, broke out and he turned into Rosetta. Muzzy was the guy, the monster.
I don't really know anything about it.
I wonder if someone...
Except that it was all the languages.
Can we, like, torrent Muzzy videos?
I'm sure you could.
Oh, I wonder if someone put those on the World Wide Web. We should put those up.
They're probably on YouTube.
Ooh, I'm going to look into this after.
We should do a Muzzy podcast.
I'm going to learn me some French. Like, this week we're learning French with Muzzy. Oh, ho, ho. I wonder if there's other characters and stuff, too. I think it was like a show.
There has to be.
Jeez, we were all free. And they were all, like, weird sticky figurine. And not, like, stick figures, but, like, they were weird looking.
They were monsters.
But there was people, too.
Because monsters speak a different language than you.
Yes, and it depends on which Muzzy you bought, I guess.
No, it was always the same Muzzy.
No, but like it was French Muzzy, German Muzzy, Spanish Muzzy. Why weren't there different Muzzies for each language? Or different, I don't know.
Because Muzzy was multilingual.
Yeah, he knew every language, I think.
My mother got me the English Muzzy.
Just to be normal.
Just to say I had one.
Hooked on Phonics was the English Muzzy.
Oh yeah, Hooked on Phonics.
I don't remember those commercials at all.
Thank the Phoenicians.
Yeah, but Phonics.
Yeah, well that's where it comes from.
Hooked on Phoenicians.
Yes, some of us are.
Okay, so what we're going to just discuss real quick, I looked through my emails and I got an email from Disney Parks blog about the International Festival of the Arts for January and February.
Looks awesome.
At Epcot. And I was clicking through and then I clicked over to Disney Parks website and they had like a shit ton of seminars and stuff listed, which they didn't have like a week ago. So I just wanted to talk about some of the ones that I found a little interesting, to say the least.
I'm excited to hear about them because you were listing them off earlier and they sounded so much fun.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be fun. It's probably just going to be like me listing a bunch of turkey dishes.
I'm not saying you're going to make it fun. I'm saying the seminars themselves.
Right. Like I'm just going to list them just because fuck you.
What did you say? Listing turkey dishes?
Yeah. Remember last week when I listed turkey dishes and it was so much fun?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't fun at all.
That was a drag.
Fucking orange stuff.
It's like for 45 minutes you did that.
I know. Jesus Christ. So I didn't list all of them. I'm just going to list some of the interesting ones or what I find interesting. Doesn't mean anyone else does. So there's three types of seminars that they're going to do during the Festival of the Arts. First one is complimentary seminars at the Odyssey Festival Showplace, Sunday through Saturday, 1:30 to 4:30. I'm sorry, 1:30 and 4:30. And you can actually make reservations for those. But you have to have admission to Epcot, obviously.
Is it first come, first serve?
Yep. Advance reservations are recommended as the events fill up quickly. I bet you have to go there to make a reservation, though. I don't think you can call those
ones.
Can't
do it in advance.
Yeah. I mean, in advance, but like
but not
in
like
the morning.
The day
or
of, yeah.
Yeah. And then they have interactive workshops, which are also at the Odyssey 7 days a week. And they are at 11 to 12:15. They're $39 a person plus tax. And Epcot admission, obviously. And then you can get 15% off if you're an annual pass holder or DVC member.
Sweet. Could you get 30% off if you were both?
No.
Not stackable.
No. No doubling up. Guests 18 years of age must have parent or guardian. So you can call 407-WW-TOUR to reserve your spot or visit the Odyssey Festival Showplace. I like that they're using the Odyssey for all this shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, use something. Use it for something.
And lastly is the premium workshops, which are painting with a Disney artist. Those are every Friday during the festival, so January 19th through February 16th, every Friday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., again at the Odyssey. And it's $259 a person plus tax, Epcot admission required. And 15% off for annual pass holders or DVC members, and you have to be 12 or older.
12?
Yeah, 12. Why?
The other one was 18.
If you're 18, you had to have a guardian or
If you're 18, you have to have a guardian?
Under 18.
Okay.
Didn't want to breathe into the mic.
They're used to it.
So $259. They didn't have any of the artists listed. So Disney artists, I'm not really sure who they're going to get for that. They might want to book someone soon because it's fucking December almost. So,
yeah, let's get that shit like, going. Come on.
And they didn't have any of the Broadway singers listed either. I don't think they've confirmed any of them yet.
You know what, Disney? You're really dropping the ball on this.
Like, they're already selling the dining packages where you can, like, you know, reserve your seat with dining, which, you know, it doesn't cost you extra. It's just you have to eat there. But why are you going to reserve it for one night if you don't know who the hell's singing that night?
Right.
Well, if you're like, oh, I don't like that person, I'd rather go this night.
You're
and you
like,
already
oh, fuck,
it.
I picked the wrong night.
That's so stupid. Anyways. So let's start off with Friday, January 12th and Friday, February 9th. There is a sculpting a mixed media action figure. I like this one a lot. This is probably the favorite one that I saw.
What's a mixed media?
Mixed media? I'm not sure what that means.
Oh.
It's probably like either television, you know, types of media, I guess, like animation.
Well, you're sculpting.
I don't know. Sculpting a mixed media action figure. Hosted by Belinda Glennon from the Creole School of Art in Winter Park, Florida. Again at the Odyssey. Starts at 11, $39 a person. Create and take your own animated posable action figure from mixed media. Take home. Sorry. Yeah, so you get to take home your own action figure. That's pretty cool. Maybe it's a bunch of mixture of shit that you put together and you make a posable action figure out of it.
Well, it's probably made out of plastic or clay.
Doesn't say that.
It's probably like a mold or something that you dip your
maybe
plastic in.
Maybe it's made out of
you,
mixed media.
You probably paint it.
Maybe it's made out of film pieces.
Well, you think they're going to destroy film pieces? Just
no, like the stuff they didn't use.
Oh.
Yeah, like extra shit that they didn't use on the media.
That's a stretch, but it could be.
I'll have to ask Belinda. I'll email her. And then January 12th, Friday, also has artful uses for your park map at 4:30. These are free ones, I think. No, this one is a free one. Learn how to transform your park maps into a variety of beautiful art pieces.
Like a coaster?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think you actually get to do it there. It's just like
learn.
Someone showing you how to.
It's basically just giving you ideas.
I did that. I made coasters out of our park maps, and they were pretty cool.
They are very cool.
I need to do that again. And then Sunday, January 14th, and Wednesday, January 24th, the Animated Films to Theme Parks Seminar. Excuse me. It's Lon Smart. I feel like I know that name. Creative Concept Artist, Disney Entertainment. At 1:30, he's taking a look at how a creative concept artist translates the fantasy world of film into an immersive theme park reality. That sounds cool to me.
That's really cool.
Okay.
It's like how they build.
Yeah, like theme parks. Like, I mean, he'll probably talk a lot about Frozen, I guess, because that's
everywhere now. I really hope Coco turns into the next Frozen.
I doubt it. It probably would have already been everywhere by now.
Coco can go to Mexico.
I know. A lot of people are saying that. I would do that.
Me too.
I would still keep it Mexico, though. Like, you still need the cultural stuff, but honestly, they took all the cultural stuff out when they put Donald in anyways, so.
That movie is so much more cultural than that Donald. Pavilion is.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, they should do that.
I know. I agree.
That'd be so cool.
But I don't think they can do it in time for it to be, I mean, it's not going to be popular by next year after, like, all the other films come out.
That movie was 100 times better than Frozen.
Oh, I agree.
So it'll probably stay popular.
I don't know if it's, actually, I don't know if I agree with that, but it was as good. No, I don't know if I agree with that either.
You don't think it was as good as Frozen?
I like Frozen a lot, even though the only reason I hate it is because of the overplaying and over-merchandising and all that shit. It was still a good movie. I watched it about a billion times.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
I don't know if Coco's better.
Coco's better.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't have as many songs, so I can't really, I don't know. It's just different. It's not the same.
Frozen had 2 songs.
What? No.
Oh, it had 3 songs.
The movie Frozen, not the short. You're talking about the short?
No.
The movie Frozen had 2 songs.
3 songs.
There's like 7 songs, maybe 12.
Olaf, Let It Go.
Do you want me to go into the soundtrack right now? It starts off with 1 song. 2 songs.
That one doesn't count because it's the
Love Is an Open Door.
It's the title song. All right, that's one I was including.
Do you
want to
build a snowman? Let It Go. Summer. Those are just 4 right off the bat. The troll song.
I don't know what the troll song is.
I don't know what it's called either. I usually try to skip that part. I mean, I don't skip it, but I just zone out.
Oh, maybe that's why I thought there were less.
The reindeer song, that's kind of a song.
No.
Yes.
That's 4 lines of a song, maybe.
Then there's a reprise of Let It Go.
Reprises don't count.
They're different songs, though.
It's the same song, just carried on later.
Can I think of other ones? Oh, well. There's a lot of fucking songs in that fucking movie. It's not 2. That's insane. It was a musical. Remember how we went to the movies and you were like, oh, God, they're singing again.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. Okay, so anyways, that was, whatever I just said. Animation 101 is Monday, January 15th and Tuesday, February 6th. $39 a person, hosted by Todd Bright, Bright Animation, former Disney animator, at 11 o'clock. Learn the fundamental principles of animation and create your own animated flipbook.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's awesome. I would do that. $40. Yeah, I guess I would take my own animated flipbook home for $40 because I made it, you know?
I don't think a flipbook that I made would be worth $40.
No, but it's the experience.
It'd be stick figures.
Well, it's not worth $40. It's the experience of making your own flipbook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Tuesday, January 16th, have cartoon portraits. Draw your own cartoon characters and caricatures with guiding insights from this workshop. $39 a person. I probably wouldn't do that because I'm not interested in caricatures.
See, that's something I am interested in.
I would probably watch them do it. I just can't fucking draw. So maybe they would teach me.
It's a guiding. Yeah, they would teach you.
Yeah, maybe I would do not so bad. But $40, I don't know. I never buy a caricature to be done anyways, so. Magic in the Milk, a look into the world of latte art. January 17th and February 17th. This is find out what lies behind the magic of the milk in a live latte art demonstration. That's for free.
Yeah, I would hope so.
It's from a barista from Winter Garden. I didn't know you could make. Okay, so is this art in the latte?
It's the stuff they do on the top. You ever see the pictures?
Oh, you know what? When I first saw this and it said magic in the milk, I thought it was someone painting with like latte milk.
No, it's the top of a
I
coffee.
I just realized that. I love how I just thought that was like a painting used with milk and coffee, basically. That would be awful.
Just a brown and white picture?
Boo, your picture sucks. It looks like you smeared poop all over it. Oh, I'm an idiot. All right. Home Brewing by Mike Wallace, 1010 Brewing. I've never heard of 1010. It's T-E-N 10, like the number 10.
I've never heard of it either.
That's January 21st, and it's a free one. Learn the art and craft of home brewing. I would definitely do that.
Yes, me too.
Then we have Ink and Paint Animation on Sunday, January 28th, and that is $39 a person. And it's hosted by Lynn Ripberger, Disney Animation Ink and Paint Artist. Learn about the history of 2D cell animation and paint your own ink and paint cell. That is awesome to me. I would love to have my own ink and paint cell.
I love cell. I love drawings.
Yeah, I love collecting the cells. Like when you get like the limited edition DVDs, I got the Lion King one and I got a bunch of cells with it.
Yeah, they're really cool.
That'd be so cool to take home. Watermelon carving. Yeah, I like that. Tuesday, January 29th and Saturday, February 10th, hosted by Stephanie Barlow of the National Watermelon Promotion Board. What?
Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't even know that existed.
I don't think that needs to be
a thing.
I'm
totally going to look that up after and see if they have a website I can post. National Watermelon Promotion Board. So not only does she doesn't even work for watermelon, she works for the promotion of watermelons.
Does watermelon not get good publicity? What do you...
Right. And she's on the board of it. Like, she is the top... If you're looking for promoting your watermelon, you go to Stephanie Barlow.
But why?
Because
why
you need to promote
that. Why does there need to be a board?
Because, you know, you get into the winter months and you're like, God damn it, no one's buying this fucking watermelon. Everyone's buying pumpkins. What's this shit? What's going on? So then you're like, Stephanie, can you promote the shit out of my watermelon? I can't sell this shit for boo. You know?
And she's going to go, well, where you live, they don't grow in the winter time.
She's like, you don't have watermelons. And I'm like, but I read that you're the National Watermelon Promotion Board, so I wanted to come to you for advice.
Promote that shit.
Oh, you know what you do with this? You watch as a watermelon is artfully carved and take away some tips and tricks that you can use at your next party.
Are there pictures?
No.
Because I've seen watermelon carved and they don't even open the watermelon. They just
carve. Yeah,
it's
just the rind, right?
Right.
What's the point? How are you going to eat that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, maybe she makes like the little, you know how you make like a baby carriage or like a shark out of it? Maybe she does that.
Watermelon promotes itself.
Yeah, I know. What does this lady do? Like, does she have another job?
The summertime.
I'm going to look her up.
When it's summertime, people go, I can't wait to have some watermelon.
Yeah. It promotes itself. You just see it on sale and you buy it and eat it. What do you need to, what are you putting like stickers on it to sell it more or something?
The Japanese folks make square watermelons, cubed
watermelons.
Yeah,
I saw that. Why don't they do that like here?
Because it's pointless.
Well, yeah, but we make like Mickey everything.
Watermelons grow in whatever shape they're.
Yeah.
That's something we learned on.
I know, on the seed store.
The behind the seed store.
But like, I feel like it would be easier to slice if it was square.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't we do that?
Well, we don't know what it's like on the inside. It could be mostly rind on the inside.
Yeah, it could taste worse. That's true. Then we have Music of John Williams, Friday, February 2nd, and that's a. Looks like a free one. That's awesome. Hosted by Charles Griffin, founder of the Central Florida Composers Forum, at 4:30. Take a look at John Williams' unique genius and understand where his art fits into the fascinating history of music for film. I would enjoy that immensely.
He's a tremendous composer.
He is. I love him. Although, when they played it at IMAX, it scared the shit out of me because they just turned it on out of nowhere.
Well, that yeah, it can be frightening.
Oh my God, it was so loud. It was like, brr. I don't even know what song they did.
It was
a different Star Wars one. Yeah. Lastly, we have pancake art.
Ugh.
I wrote that down because I love pancakes. Monday, February 5th and Tuesday, February 6th, hosted by Hank Gustafson, co-owner and manager of Dan Cakes. I don't know where Dan Cakes is. Watch as Hank incorporates artistry and color to transform pancakes into artistic masterpieces.
That's all the fucking quick videos I've seen on Facebook where people just draw, they make pancakes that look like things.
Yes, but now you could have an hour of Hank's art.
I have a hard time with 30 seconds of it.
I would only go to this because there's a possibility that I might eat some pancakes. Because he's going to make all those pancakes and then what's he going to do, like throw them away?
Yeah, but their art, does he actually...
What's he going to do, keep them forever?
Well, no, he throws them away.
Exactly, so we can eat some of the artful pancakes.
I wonder what kind of syrup he uses.
Plus, it probably doesn't take him long, so he can make like pretty much everyone one. So I would do that. I would go to that because it looks like it's free at 1:30. So Dan Cakes. I wonder where Dan Cakes is. I bet that's in Florida too, I guess.
I bet all this is in Florida.
I'll look up Dan Cakes and the fucking National Watermelon Promotion Board. That's what I'm really interested in.
That shouldn't be a thing.
And Mike Wallace from Homebrewing. Let's see what he has to say.
Mike Wallace sounds really familiar. I think that might be a radio personality around here, though.
It's probably a different Mike Wallace. It doesn't say Florida, but I don't know where 1010 Brewing is. I'll have to look those up, too. I'll look all these up after and then never talk about it ever again. Yeah, so that's what I found at the International Festival of the Arts. I went to it last year for the inaugural.
Yes.
Festival of the Arts. It was awesome. They had a ton of booths, which like they had like art type foods. Like I got this cake that was an almond rainbow cake. It was like a rainbow cookie, but it was cake. And it had like the almond paste in the middle and then chocolate on the outside. And it was like in different squares of colors. So it looked like the contemporary kind of.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was good. I got other food there. I can't remember what else I got. The beers were good. And then they had a bunch of like art things set up around World Showcase. Like they had one that was a painting of like the Washington, George Washington on the boat. And you could like get in the painting and like pretend you were on the boat with them. And like they had a bunch of like the screaming one and Mona Lisa and stuff.
Oh, just a bunch of Edvard Munch.
Yeah. And like you could just go behind the frame so you'd be in the shot and they do like Photoshop. Not Photoshop. The photo pass people would watch you. I mean, watch you take pictures. They'd take pictures of you. And then they had like a bunch of like art of like Disney stuff. So like they had Mickey and like the Fab Five at Haunted Mansion. They had Space Mountain, Tower of Terror. Just a bunch of like those that you see at like Art of Disney or like the place in the Wonders of Life Pavilion that has during the International Food Festival, Food and Wine. But they had tons of like booths of art and stuff. It was really cool.
That's really cool. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I want to go. I mean, we can't do it this year, but maybe next Festival of the Arts we can go to.
Yeah.
Just for like a 3-day weekend. It's really all you need. Because the weekends is when they do the Broadway stars. We saw Josh. Yeah. I've mentioned this before, I think.
Yeah.
And Ashley Brown. But they were really good. They're really good singers. And they do like, I think, 2 performances each night. So. It's really cool. Anything else?
No, I don't. I've never been.
So. Yeah, I feel like I'm boring people, so no feedback.
We're all boring people.
I don't mean I'm boring people. I mean I'm doing the boring.
Oh, you got what I said there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm boring, but it's even more boring when I just feel like I'm talking to myself and there's no feedback. So
that's tough because I don't.
No feelings about art whatsoever.
Art's that. That kind of art isn't my particular jam.
What would you want at the art festival if you were to make something of it?
I don't know. I don't understand how the homebrew is art, but that's the one thing I'd be amped about.
I guess that's an art.
People go, oh, it's an art form, but they say that about a lot of things.
It is, though. You're creating your own brew, so you can put as many hops in it as you want. You could ferment it as long as you want. You could put flavors in it. That's your creation.
Right.
How is that not art?
That doesn't mean it's art.
It is art. I think so.
Okay.
Just like this podcast is art. I mean, we're not doing anything special, but we're doing it our way and trying to put a creative touch on it, not really nailing that. But
all right. See, you and I have different opinions of art.
What's art to you? Just painting?
It's tough. Like, I know it when I see it. Music? No, not just painting. Music is...
Movies?
Is art. Movies can be art. Pictures. TV. Drawings, photos. Yeah.
Yes or no?
Photos take a little bit more work because when you take a picture of someone, like the people that take pictures of people for like their weddings and stuff,
that's not art.
That to me, that's not art. To some people, it is, but to me, it isn't.
Yeah, it depends if they're good at it or not.
Right.
But the people, like, if you're just taking pictures of every single thing you see all day, that's not art to me. That's like a waste of my time.
Yeah.
More than anything. Like, unless you're getting a good angle at something or it looks really interesting or, like, I don't know, just taking, like, random pictures, like...
Like, cooking is art to some people.
Yeah.
It isn't to me.
I think even, like, watching people cook is, like, watching their art come to life. You know, like, when you watch, like, Chef Ramsay cook and stuff.
I've never seen him cook. I've only seen him yell at people.
Oh, yeah. We should probably watch a show where he actually cooks.
Like, when I cook, I don't consider it art. And I don't think you would either.
No, but if you place it like on a artfully way.
If you put me on a TV show, then it's art?
No. I mean, they're like putting their, like plating it all this specific way and making it look nice, not just making it taste nice.
You don't notice it, but I do plate it.
Yeah, but you don't like make it all fancy.
I'll start doing that.
I'm just saying that would be art. Like that's what they did at the art festival. They kind of made it look like a easel almost. Not an easel.
Like the pancake is definitely like a palette. I get how that's art because he's drawing something with the pancake.
Well,
stuff.
Like I think I got like venison or lamb or something, and they put like a smear of like whatever that Brussels. What's that stuff that you put underneath?
We'll just call it a sauce.
Yeah, or whatever. They just made it like dots and like looked like a palette of paints and stuff. And they did that with like a cookie. They had the same thing. So.
All right. I mean, art's different to everybody.
I guess so.
No, it is. It's subjective. That's the beautiful thing about art.
Yeah. I find art in a lot of things, I guess.
I'm picky about what I find art in.
So maybe you wouldn't enjoy the arts festival.
No, I think I would.
I should have looked at the menus. I bet they... I don't even know if the menus are out yet. I don't know how the seminars are out yet, and they don't... Well, all the art...
It seems
wasn't even
very
all the
unorganized.
Seminars. Like, there was a shit ton. If anyone's looking for more, it's on the website, but... There was a lot more that I didn't mention. There was like floral arrangements. There was photo classes. There was one about like, it said something about figment, but it was more like talking about how to ignite your imagination. So I didn't write that down because I was like, that kind of sounds like a motivational speech and not really a, there was a couple on violins. Like, I don't know if it was how to make them or how to play them, but.
Probably like the history.
Yeah. There was, what else? What are the art things? Just like clay making, stuff like that.
I love clay.
Sculptures. There's an art of food and like how to take pictures of food and like how to present food. Oh, sounds like a lot of cool stuff.
It is a lot of cool stuff. I like learning, so
yeah.
That's why I would really enjoy it.
And I think if you're like going down there anyways, I would make it a point to at least go to one of these. They sound better than the ones that were at Food and Wine. I looked... specifically because we were there for 10 days, I was like, there has to be one that we would go to, either a free one or like a $40 one. And they just weren't interesting. There was like a bunch of like vodka and like scotch classes. And I'm like, I don't interest, no
right.
interest in that.
I'm interested in the vodka, not
wine,
so much the
I'm
scotch.
Definitely not interested in.
But if you're down there while this is going on and you
might as well
don't go, it's probably kind of a waste.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes at least a day to do everything for the arts festival.
You don't have to do all of it. Just do one thing.
No, but I mean just to see everything.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. All right. So you want to move on?
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay.
I think we talked about that for enough.
Yes, I agree. What are we doing next?
I think we're doing Storytellers.
And who is it? Who's there?
VH1 Storytellers.
Oh, pop-up video.
Pop-up VH1
Storytellers.
Different.
I know. I was just naming VH1 shows. Storytellers was like, was it them telling their story or was it people talking about the person?
It was almost like an acoustic thing. This is what I remember.
Oh,
so
right.
If it's wrong, and they'd tell you, they'd be like, well, this song's kind of about this.
Right.
And then they'd play the song.
Right. We saw the John Mayer one, I think.
Yeah, right? I think so.
I only like him because his picking is good. He's good at
He's a really, really talented guitar player.
It's too bad he's a piece of shit.
I don't know enough about him.
I don't know anything about him. I don't even know if he still like does anything. All I know is like he just breaks up with every famous woman that he dates and he's an asshole.
I know he's a womanizer, but that doesn't mean they're not breaking up with him.
No.
Like, I don't know enough about it, so I'm not going to chime in.
Yeah. I just like his music sometimes. I don't even like his voice so much as I just like his guitar. Like, my favorite songs by him are just solos most of the time.
When he jams,
when he's
it's
not,
awesome.
Right, when he's not singing. Although he did, what did he do? Ain't No Sunshine?
Yeah, he
that
does a
good.
Really good version of that.
Yeah, I like that song. Have we seen any other ones? I don't think so. Storytellers.
Any other? There's probably like a Pearl Jam Storytellers that I've seen.
I was
going to
say, is there a Nirvana one? But I don't think if it was...
I think it's more of a newer show.
Yeah. I remember Nirvana Unplugged I saw.
Yeah, and
that was VH1, right?
That was MTV.
That was MTV. I miss pop-up video. I mean, videos aren't the thing anymore. I don't even know why bands make videos anymore.
It's still
a
thing.
Does anyone see them?
Well, videos aren't, but pop-up video is still on.
It is.
You can watch reruns.
Yeah, I do watch reruns whenever I see it on. Like, I like the Jamiroquai one because he's just using like a shit ton of treadmills just to walk back and forth. And I was like, oh, that ruins everything for me.
That's an awesome...
I fucking love that video.
Video. I only remember the Black Hole Sun one from Soundgarden we saw in New Hampshire.
I saw the Blind Melon one, the rain.
With the honeybee?
Yeah, that was good. Oh, and...
What's the name of that band?
Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like that song. I like that one song by Crash Test Dummies.
Do they have more than one song?
I don't think so. I doubt it. I doubt it. All right. Are you done, or?
I was thinking about that song that
yeah, you can't really think on the podcast.
I can think all I want whenever I want.
It's just dead air.
I was thinking about that song by Pepper.
Pepper?
No, it's called Pepper. It's by the Butthole Surfers.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, it's the one I posted about earlier today.
Oh, the Dying?
Yeah.
I thought that was Beck.
No, it's the Butthole Surfers.
I don't mind the sun sometimes.
Yeah, yeah,
Something shows.
This keeps popping up.
What is it?
A new version of Software Updater was found.
No one cares.
Yeah, but I really thought it was Diane and not Diane.
Yeah, I thought it was they were all in love with Diane.
And that made sense because beforehand he just...
Who's in love with dying?
Beforehand he just they were fucking falling, named off like five people.
Like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I thought Diane was a...
I thought it was Diane too. I guess no one loves Diane.
I thought she was a nice personality with a great rack. That's what I assumed Diane was.
Guess not. Guess
no, it's Diane.
Diane, they just love dying.
Maybe it's just because we have weird accents.
He said dying.
Yeah, I know he said dying, but we hear it as
dying.
Because of our weird accents, we hear it differently.
Dying. Yeah, I might say it weird. I say a lot of things weird.
Yep.
But I have a weird accent that I don't even think I sound like more Boston. I sound more like Canadian and stuff. So
I think you want to sound more Canadian.
I don't want to sound like anything. I want to sound like a human being that doesn't have an accent, but...
But every human being has an
accent. I don't like when it shows. I don't mean to do it. It's just
if
like
you
a
don't
lazy
have
thing.
An accent, then you have an accent of a non-accent.
Ah.
So there's always
like
an
that,
accent.
Ben. All right. So let's go listen to... Okay. So this isn't Papa Noel. This is Pere.
This is Pierre Noel.
It says P-E-R-E though. So Pere.
Pere.
Pere Noel.
Pere.
Pere Noel. Maybe he'll say how to say his name.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
Let's find out. Oh, he looks like the little figurines that you buy.
That I buy?
Well, someone buys.
He's got a lovely voice.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Oh, look, there's a maze in France. That's not there anymore, is it?
This is just last year.
Oh, yeah. I guess there is one there.
Every time we go there.
Oh, he said Pierre.
What? Christmas.
Every time we go there.
We just don't go that way.
Yeah. It's a joy for me to see all of you in such good spirits.
He sounds German.
His beard looks like the squid guy there.
Davy Jones.
Yeah, that's the one.
Another question for you.
Another.
Have any of you or your petit enfant, have you ever written a letter to my friend Santa Claus at the North Pole?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he has a Madeline stuffed animal. I like that.
En France,
she's French.
If a child writes a letter to
wait, he's not Santa Claus?
No, he's Pierre Noël.
And puts a return address on the envelope, the French government pays the postage on my reply.
Oh,
I get so many letters.
Not bad.
I would like to share one of them with you.
Oh, let's read a personal letter from someone.
From a lovely little girl named Babette.
Babette?
Who lives with her... Old Uncle Louis and her big brother Francois.
I love the name Francois.
Is that a guy's name?
Yeah.
Her letter will give you a bit of the flavor of the French Christmas.
Oh, I thought he was going to say creme brulee.
Écoutez, listen.
Okay.
He said it in French.
Oh.
Even though my brother Francois says Christmas is for babies,
Francois, you idiot.
I look forward to La Vie du Petit Jésus.
The what now?
And a visit from you.
Oh.
Could you translate, please?
Well, of course she does. The Wash Night of Christmas Eve.
Wash Night.
The Wash Night.
Wash Night.
Is a magical evening when my family and I family. Sit in front of the fireplace.
He looks so old.
Sipping hot cider. And Uncle Louis tells the story of the birth of the baby Jésus. She goes on to say,
oh, she goes on and on.
She just keeps talking.
Teases her about all this. Oh,
Francois.
He does not believe in Christmas.
Oh, no.
He does not believe in Père Noël.
Oh,
kill
no.
Him.
We must murder him.
Nothing surpasses the magic of the watch night.
What's Wash Night? Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Of a child's face.
Oh, he said Wash Night.
Wash Night.
It's one night of the year they wash themselves.
With Christmas still several days away. Uncle Louis has
secretly decorated
the tree. And Francois helped to
secretly
to set up
decorated
the
tree.
They said jizzed in the tree.
You know this word, crush?
Crush?
The nativity. One of the most important symbols of
crush
Christmas.
The nativity.
Did he just call the nativity trash?
Trash.
Because this is my Santa Claus. Italian.
Yeah.
St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh.
He's okay too.
Francis is a sissy.
Now, what?
You know the figures you put into the crash?
He's a gay boy, how you say.
Mary and Joseph, the wise man, the little drummer boy.
The drummer.
Where Babette comes from in Provence, the little statues one makes for the nativity also include people from your village.
Oh, really?
My village?
The priest.
Oh, the candlestick maker.
Figures.
Wait a second, how could the priest be there?
Called Saint-Ton.
Saint-Ton.
That means little saints.
Now I get it.
Last year.
Oh.
Because she would get another Saint-Ton to put into the manger scene.
Aww.
As if it was going to worship the baby Jesus.
He's not as fun as the other one.
He's talking about Jesus way too much.
Well,
the French
year,
love Jesus.
Babette was finally old enough to go to the midnight mass with her Uncle Louis.
Oh, I bet Babette loved
Uncle
that.
Louis carried a newborn lamb to the priest.
What?
To symbolize the Lamb of God.
A newborn lamb.
Oh, a newborn lamb.
It's a sacrifice.
Oh, dear. It's getting dark.
Pull around the church for everyone to see with
and then
shepherds
eat.
Playing flutes and drums.
Flutes.
Then after the mass, they go home.
It's midnight. Why are they making so much noise?
Le Voyant.
Supper. Le Voyant.
Who likes to eat at Christmas time?
Why do they eat so late?
Who likes to eat all the time?
Oh, I do. Yes, me. I didn't even know what he was asking.
It's the first joke he's made.
Yeah.
For the Réveillon last year.
Love you. Goose. Ooh, pate.
Fromage.
He loves the cheese.
Love cheese.
He sounds very fancy, no?
No, it doesn't.
But
it means cheese.
Yeah, I know.
And for dessert, they had Bûche de Noël.
Yeah, Bûche de Noël.
A cake shaped like a Yule log. Even Francois likes that.
Likes that because he's a fruitcake.
He's French the whole time, and then he goes, it means cheese.
It means cheese.
Of the baby Jesus into the trash.
You're going to eat the baby Jesus?
They threw the baby Jesus into the trash.
Into the fire.
To set out windy. Shoes for me.
Shoes?
Filled with treats and goodies.
Oh,
you like treats and goodies, eh?
Last year, Babette was a little, how do you say this, devil-ish.
Uh-oh. Babette was bad.
This is the shoe. She put the fireplace with her name on it for me to fill, eh?
What?
If this is Babette's shoe,
that looks
she
like
fills
a
shoe.
A grand pied, no,
yeah,
a
she's
big
huge.
Foot.
That
big
looks
foot.
Like a boy's shoe.
The next it
looks
day,
like a bowling shoe.
Christmas morning.
Oh, boy.
She jumps out of there, rubs her eyes, and wakes up Brother Francois to go with her to
Come
see
on, Francois,
what I
you idiot.
I know you don't believe, but let's go.
But when they go to the tree,
no shoe.
They discover an amazing thing. Three Saint-Ton. Two more even than my little friend wished to put into the crush.
Holy cow.
The crush?
One is carved to look like Uncle Louis.
Oh.
Another looks just like the doubting Francois.
Ah, stupid Francois.
You doubt too much.
Just like
Babette.
Lovely little Babette.
She Him?
Concludes
herself.
Doesn't look like her. Looks like a boy.
So you can see.
It's a weird doll.
It's like a monster.
Is a very magical day. I'll take a Christmas tree, Saint-Ton, and you, Père Noël.
Aww.
Love.
I don't even know what he said.
Babette.
Oh, Babette.
It is very sweet.
Motherfucker.
No, it's not very sweet.
And this,
I guess. I'm not really sure what you said.
A small taste of a French Christmas.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Seen through the eyes of a delightful child.
Aww.
Sneaky one.
Why?
Because delightful one.
Because she put a big shoe. Maybe she doesn't have shoes.
She just wanted a big present.
Yeah, she's a selfish bitch.
I have just received a letter from...
Just
can
now?
You guess?
Babette.
François. Emailed me this morning.
He emailed him.
So, I think he believes in the Père Noël.
This morning?
How about you?
What a lucky day we met you.
Do you
How do you have a computer?
Do you believe in Christmas?
Yay!
Then say with me, Merry Christmas in the language of my country.
How do you say it?
It is Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël. Joyeux Noël.
Those words don't make sense.
Merci, everyone.
Oh, merci,
and
Papa.
Joyeux Noël. To you all.
Oh, Noel to you,
merci.
Too.
Oh, thank you.
Au revoir.
Do we have a moment or two?
A moment or two for what?
If anyone would like to have a photograph.
Oh, a photograph.
There, Noel. You see my friend, Ted.
Oh, Ted.
You big
Ted
people
sounds so French.
This is my friend, Ted.
Au revoir, Babette.
Au revoir.
I want to meet Babette.
Au revoir.
Fucking Francois. Doubting son of a bitch. Oh, just kidding, Noel. I believe in you now. Let me just email you.
Did you get my email?
Did you get my email? Did you get all my emails? I miss you.
What a prick.
What an asshole.
Francois
was a little bit of a goofball.
What is Babette?
Babette?
Like, Francois is obviously like Francis.
Yeah, Babette. I've never heard of that.
That's a weird name.
Yeah. Like B-A-B. It's like they're Barbara. Babette. Uh-huh.
And I mean, Louie is obviously Louie.
Louie. Uncle Louie wants to watch them.
What did you think of that?
Meh.
Least favorite one.
Yeah, mostly because I couldn't understand him.
He was too French.
He's so French. I mean, he nailed it on the French, but...
You couldn't get an English person to do that?
I don't know. It was very, like...
Are we not going to know what they're doing in the Mexican one?
Oh, boy. Or Japanese, probably.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I wonder what the Morocco one is.
Oh, yeah. What do they celebrate? Ramadan?
Oh, isn't that New Year's?
I don't know shit about.
I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. What will be the next one we're doing? Is that Morocco? Yeah. Morocco's next.
No shit.
Yeah. That'll be fun to find out what the hell we're doing. Ooh, exciting. Maybe it's just belly dancers only with like jingle bells on instead.
Oh, well.
Be very creative.
I could use a break from these old men, so that's...
Yeah, we just did 3 old men in a row. That's what she said.
It's a record for me.
All right, so we want to move on?
Yeah, what are we moving on to?
You.
Oh, that's my shit.
Yeah.
Sparkling Christmas Spectacular.
At Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
It's the Magic Kingdom.
This version is from 1994. I am not sure when this started and when it stopped. I'm guessing it started when the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party was started, and then it ended, you know.
And that was 1982.
Did the Christmas party start in 82?
I don't know. The email just said 82.
Could have been. I don't know. I could not find like exact information on this stuff, so it was tough.
It's so hard. Like, why don't they keep better records?
I know. There's like not a legit like list of all the Christmas shows and stuff. Although I found like every single fucking show from Tokyo and Hong Kong, but they're all, I think they're probably just the same shows with different names or something.
I think the reason you're seeing them from Tokyo and Hong Kong
is because they actually log it.
Well, that, I mean, the culture there, they film everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's newer too, right?
Yeah, I guess stuff isn't as old as this stuff, so that's okay. I think this is the first Christmas show in the Magic Kingdom, so...
Oh, cool.
We'll do that.
That's a good pick for me.
It's going to be like a half an hour, so let's go.
31:49.
Let's start now. Oh! A little louder. A little bit louder now.
How's that?
Good. Oh, look at the castle.
What a lovely castle.
It is lighting up like it does.
Hasn't changed in years.
Well...
Except for all the changes they've made. Now that I think about it.
Oh, does that say Merry Christmas where the window is? Or is it just lights? I can't really tell. Oh, I like this music so far.
It's It's like a horn that just keeps playing the same note over and over again.
Make it a little louder. I like hearing the music real loud. What the hell is coming out? It's just something in the doorway.
It's like a giant hermit crab.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom and a sparkling Christmas spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh, dancers. Oh, they look like Russian.
They're Russian dancers.
Oh, that's weird. Children. Oh, this reminds me of old classic music. Like Epcot music.
They really had like a winning recipe here.
Yeah.
A nice hat that guy's wearing.
Yeah, it looks like a big sailor's hat and a huge coat. Oh, that girl's really... Oh, it's a kid. I was like, she's really short.
That's,
duh.
That's what we would call a small person.
Okay, so there's a shit ton of kids and a shit ton of adults. This is weird. I've never seen kids in the shows. Are these employees?
The kids?
They just keep kids there? What the fuck? They're kids, right?
They're definitely kids.
Weird. They did this every night. Isn't that a little like abusive for children?
I hope. Well.
Well, they had the Christmas party like 3 times a week.
It was 1994. It was different times.
That's true. Kids could work back then.
Kids could carry their own weight.
They're good dancers too.
Well, you danced down there. How many times did you dance a night?
Once.
Oh.
Ever. It was like a special. It was during Christmas time. Oh, a little after Christmas. All the Christmas decorations are still up.
Maybe these people won the right to dance.
Yeah. That's true.
That way you don't have to pay them.
Yeah. It's a privilege. Well, now they're going to do a little jig. Nope, the boys are dancing together.
Who are these red-coated people?
I don't know if they're just like carolers. They're in the back. I can't. Oh, they're pilgrims, kind of. See, they have those bonnet things on. Like, I think the guys have Santa hats on.
It's a top
hat. Oh, look,
there's
Mickey and Minnie. Oh. Ah, he has a top hat on.
About time you made it out here.
Oh, they're so cute. Oh, Minnie has a cape. Mickey has a bow tie and a vest.
And a scarf.
And the long tuxedo hat, coat. Is that Huey, Dewey, and Louie? Oh, my goodness.
It is.
They're so cute. And Daisy looks adorable. She has a bow.
They're all
like
the same size, though.
Bow. Yeah, Donald's the same height.
Oh, Scrooge!
Uncle Scrooge! Oh, he looks scary. Oh my god. He has the longest eyebrows I've ever seen. Come on! Come on!
James can
oh, Chippendale! I like this song. Oh, Huey and Dewey and Louie are so cute! And Donald is cute. Their faces are so different than they are now.
Daisy's horrific looking.
I still think she looks cute.
But
she
looks...
Nice pink, she has like a pink robe with velvet.
Okay. But well, when she looks straight at you...
Yeah, and well, their faces are very different than they are now. They're very scary. And their mouths are constantly open, like really wide. Christmas! Woo! Yeah, you're right. Their eyes are huge.
Yeah.
Well, Daisy's eyes are huge.
She's supposed to have big eyes.
I miss classic Mickey. I miss the way he used to look. He looks so much better then.
He doesn't look like that anymore?
No.
That's how I remember him. I think that's how I see him when I look at him.
I like him better that way. Ooh, a sleigh ride.
There is work to be done. Come inside, boys.
Oh, Uncle Scrooge. Aw.
Someone better tell these people to shut up. I'm trying to watch this.
What the fuck? It's so rude. Oh, a horsey. Oh, shit, he's tall. Oh, they're reindeer. Wait, are they reindeer? They look like horses, don't they?
I think they are horses.
Yeah, they're definitely horses. They're supposed to be. They just said reindeer names.
He said Booster.
Oh, Booster. That's weird. I don't know what those are supposed to be. They kind of look like camels.
They don't have a hump.
No, they don't have a hump, but their faces, like, have eyelashes. Why are these people Polish? Russian?
Whoa, she's flashing the audience.
Why are they Russian? Maybe they'll do that dance where you put the heels out, and they're like, hey, 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 hey.
I think they're Russian because they're used to the cold.
And they have these horses that are supposed to be reindeer or something. Oh my god, these are so creepy. I don't like them.
They've got two moves.
And their tails are like hang, like looped over, so they're like weird, sticking out.
They're like boas with a wire in them.
Yeah. It looks so weird. Imagine if they put the pants on wrong.
Oh, that'd be so funny if it was in the front. It would make sense because they're horses.
Oh, is it snowing? No. Oh, shit, those people in the back are really dancing. We can't really see them. Oh, I like this dance. Well, that was awkward.
Oh, one horse, but there's six horses.
Ah, six horses. Six horse open sleigh. Poor horsies. I want to see one of their heads fall off.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
There's a lot. Okay, now we can't see anything.
Yeah, dude.
Aww. Oh, shit, they're... I mean, they're not... Oh, shit, they are tap dancing. Horsies tap dance. Oh, shit, they're really moving now. Oh, it's like a kick line. They haven't joined up yet, but...
I respect this cameraman.
Are they
going
to do a kick line? Oh, no.
I don't know what a kick line is.
Like the Rockettes when you're in, like, a line holding each other and then you're kicking.
All right. Do you think they're really tapping?
Oh, you know why I think it... No, they're not. I mean, they're not making that sound, but they're doing tap moves. Because I did tap, and I know those are tap moves.
Is tap also soft shoe? Are they the same?
Soft shoe?
Yeah.
That's not a type of dance.
Yeah, it is.
Soft shoe?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like jazz?
No, it's called soft shoe.
I did jazz, modern... I don't know what soft shoe is. Scrooge is pissed that everyone's dancing.
He
oh,
hates-
that's a kick line.
There
yes.
It is.
I danced with the Rockettes once.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I did a workshop with them. Soft shoe. A kind of tap dance performed in soft-soled shoes. Oh, then I've done that. Mine were soft-soled. I never wore, like, the hard heel ones. Those were really hard to dance in.
The ones with the metal on the bottom?
Well, I have the metal on the bottom, but, like, they're not hard. Like, the tops are leather.
So oh.
Just, like, that's what it means, like, that they move better. Then you can get, like, the ones that are, like, the 80s ones or the 60s ones that look like sock hop shoes. Then you can get heel ones too.
Oh Jesus.
Really hard to dance in. I dance in heels without taps on them. My dream would be to tap dance in Disney for a living.
That would be your dream?
Mm-hmm.
That specific type of dance?
No, just like any tap dance. Oh yeah, tap, yes. I like tap. A lot of dancing. There's no characters. Even the horses are gone, I think.
Yeah, they came out and they were like, all right.
You know why I thought the horses looked like camels? Is because the faces looked like, what's the movie with the Emperor's New Groove?
That's a llama.
Yeah, llama. Llama and camel are in the same family.
I guess so.
They looked like llamas.
An alpaca?
Yeah, alpaca, llama. Llama, ding dong. What the hell? They're moving the bushes. Oh, it's foggy.
I thought they were Christmas
oh,
trees.
Looks like they're on fire. Why is the fog overpowering? How are they even breathing?
It's just the angle.
I guess. They're blocking pretty much the whole dancer. All right, enough of the fog.
These people are going hard.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is just like the first dance. They haven't even gotten off the stage yet.
I think it's just one dance. I don't think they get off the stage.
They're not going to stop.
They sent
can't
the kids
stop,
away.
Stop. Oh, that's true. Kids went to bed at least. What? Stop moving the bushes. I don't get it. And they have to pretend they're singing. Oh, that guy just I gotta move my bush back now.
I don't like this spot.
Oh, I moved my bush too far. Oh, here come more bushes. Ah!
Give me some of that Scrooge. No, they're putting them away.
Oh, who's this guy? Is he royalty? Oh.
Is that a snow globe?
Oh, are the kids back?
Yep.
Yep. Those are kids. They look like sailors. Or French.
They look like...
Are they gonna tap dance?
Donald Duck a little bit.
Yeah, they have the Donald Duck hat on or something. Or one has a beret. Oh, maybe they're all different countries.
Oh.
Maybe.
It's the white room.
Oh, yes. It's the small world white room. As my dad calls it, heaven.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, he tells me they're all dead.
That's why they're happy.
A little morbid. Oh, oh God. They're lifting each other up.
This
why?
Is dangerous for children to be doing.
Why is he lifting him up? This is weird. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit, the snowman came out of nowhere.
What the hell happened?
What the fuck? How'd that happen? Oh, he almost fell.
There's another one.
Oh, another. Oh, another.
There's four of them.
Five. Oh, shit, six. Oh, seven.
Jesus.
There's too many snowmen. Oh, my God. They're so creepy. Are those kids?
They have to be.
They're very short.
Most of the kids are taller than them.
Oh, shit. They're huge costumes. How do they walk in those?
It's like a dress.
This is so weird. Oh my God. They're dancing a lot and running across the stage. Oh, please fall. Just please one fall.
Oh, this guy's the only one left.
Oh shit. They melted all the other snowmen. Why did they only... Oh shit, the horses came back. Oh, the sleigh ride's back.
This is intense.
Oh shit, look at all the people on the side.
Oh, they're all the way down the
walkway. Yeah. Holy shit, there's a lot of people in this fucking show.
They're all white, too.
Well, oh, that's true. Not much diversity in 94.
That's why the dancing is awful.
Either that, or they're just very white from the lights. I can't even mention... I can't see anyone's face.
I was thinking it could be the white from the lights, too.
In. Oh, Scrooge is back.
Oh, humbug.
That's it? I can't hear him because he's on the window. For some reason, that makes his voice quieter. Oh, snowman.
Sleigh ride.
He's missing a nose. Oh, bye, snowman. Oh, how dare you. Dollies? Oh, dollies. Oh, boy. Humbug. I bet we're going to see elves next. Oh, there they are.
Speaking of
elves. Oh, ah. Are those children, too? Holy shit. Oh, those are adults, I think.
These are teens.
Yeah.
Or preteens.
Yeah. Maybe this is like a high school. No, that's probably not it either.
It's probably the local dance academy.
They're doing polka? Oh, it could be. North Pole polka? Never heard of it. Not a fan of this song. Ugh. This music. I mean, the dancing sucks.
I hate the voices.
Yeah. It's really annoying. I'd rather just see all the chipmunks. Oh, they did cartwheel. Yeah, it looks like a dance troupe. Man, that would be such a cool thing to, like, do when I was younger.
They don't do that anymore, though.
I know. Like, I could have done this 94. I was old enough to be dancing. I was dancing for, like, 5 years by then. Oh, that guy looks red. Oh, he has his
face.
He painted his face red.
He must only be an elf.
What the fuck? Why would you do that? He looks like Satan.
Everyone else has more than one role. Oh, maybe that's his other role.
Oh, he's Satan. He was like just Darth Maul. Nope, that didn't come out yet.
Now we're tumbling.
Yay! Clap your hands. Oh, that guy looks like a pirate in white.
He's a Buccaneers.
Buccaneer Christmas.
I think he missed his dance move there.
Yeah, this is weird. Now the little kids are dancing with the teens. La la la. I don't even know what they're singing. It sounds like a Munchkins.
How are these little kids moving like this? Like, how are they choreographed so well?
It's a lot of dance moves.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, the nutcrackers are nothing.
These are soldiers. Toy soldiers.
The toy soldiers are coming out. Oh god, they scare me. This, I mean, if you went to the Christmas party back then, you really got your money's worth for the show.
Jeez.
This is longer than the Hocus Pocus one.
There's so much more to it.
I know.
The Hocus Pocus has like 10 characters.
I don't really remember the Christmas party show that I saw with my sister. I don't remember it at all. I barely remember the parade because it wasn't much memorable about it.
I love the toy soldiers.
I just want to see one fall. I love watching the video of all the things that fall. Oh, that guy's not facing the right way.
Oh, he don't give a shit.
Oh, what's going now? Oh, they're toys.
These are the teenagers.
This is like the Nutcracker
people.
These
are the adult teenagers.
Oh, God, what's that? They look like the Small World people.
Yeah, they are.
Ah, that one's scary.
Is that Raggedy Ann? Oh, these
are
clowns.
Like mimes. With
dolls?
Snowman things. Oh, a red teddy bear. And a Andy?
Raggedy Ann
and Andy? And the teddy bears?
It's probably brown. I think the lighting is just making it red.
It's very creepy. Yeah, that's true. Everything is red. Oh, God. Where'd the toys go? Those are ballerinas.
They're music box ballerinas.
Oh.
They're all toys.
Yeah, and there's like little Dutch women.
And there's the little Russian toys.
Yeah, the Russian Dutch doll things. Oh, yeah, the Russian boys,
right.
I guess, dancing. They do the heel dance. I don't know what they're called.
They're doing it, too.
Yeah. Very slowly, though. I like the ballerinas.
Well, that's good, because that's all we're seeing.
I know. I don't have to watch Raggedy Ann and Andy try to dance. Oh, no, they almost came into screen. I saw them.
That thing did, the Dutch
and the
girl.
Clowns. Oh, here come the mime clowns. Oh, there's Raggedy Ann and Andy. And teddy bears. They're very creepy. I don't like them. Yeah, no. I used to have a Raggedy Ann and Andy.
The Raggedy's up. Me too. The Raggedy's are swinging their arms back and forth. They're going to hit somebody.
What was so big about them? Were they just dolls that came out and people bought them?
There was no show or anything? I think there was a show. I don't know.
I don't know anything about anything. I just have to ask questions and then never get the answers.
Well, we can look it up, but I don't remember.
I'll look up the...
I had it and I never knew why.
I never knew either.
I never wanted it.
They were in the middle of my stuffed toy and like party thing. My pile of stuffed animals.
No one ever wanted them.
They just sat there. Oh!
About time we get some characters.
Chip
What's
Dale
that monkey?
Pluto.
Oh, it's the monkey.
Oh, the monkey with the cymbals?
Yeah, but he doesn't have them.
And they have like those fezzes on.
Right.
And Pluto. You look so cute. Oh, who's over here? Oh, the toy soldiers. They are so scary and rigid.
The way the heads move is fantastic.
You have to see the video where his head falls off. It's so fucking funny.
I don't know if I want to see
that. There's no head underneath. Like, the people's heads are in the shoulders.
Right.
So, like, when it comes off, there's just nothing. Just a headless soldier.
I mean, that's good. It should look like that.
I agree. I like the Russian dancing guys.
That was really good.
Whoa.
Those twirling they were doing.
I like the monkey, but he went away.
Without being roused by the racket of raucous Russians. But Scrooge, we're talking about toys and baby dolls.
Baby dolls.
You children.
Are we?
Need to stop playing with toys and do something useful.
God damn it, Scrooge.
Baby dolls. Humbug.
Oh boy, now there's baby dolls. For Christmas. I like this song. Mommy and Dad are bad. Oh, mad. Oh, this is weird. There's adults dressed like babies. It's creepy. And they have teddy bears.
I don't know this song.
I do. Not all of it, but... I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Somebody snitched.
You're not bad unless you get caught.
This fucking song's annoying. Oh, they're throwing things.
Good. Get them off the stage.
Bad babies.
Throw fruit.
Kill them. The toys are standing there staring at them. Why don't you just move so people can actually see the show?
Yeah, they're not
like... doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
Now they're dancing.
They were part of the show, that's why.
Yeah, but why couldn't they just go on the side of the stage?
Oh, they're fighting.
Baby. Bad babies. Oh, tap dancing babies. Oh boy, here we go.
Are they throwing a tantrum? Is that what that's supposed to represent?
Oh, their hair's so weird. That one has like bangs sticking out the side, the front.
No, no, that's not bangs. That's a front ponytail.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's not what fucking babies look like, you idiot.
Oh shit!
Look at all the tap dancing.
That was a mean right, right hook.
Babies can't get along. Why are you dancing, baby? Baby, why are you on that corner?
All right, Dave.
Baby. Don't fall, baby. All right. Get it. The babies dance. Ugh, they're so off.
The least favorite part so far.
Yep. It's a waste of time. No wonder why it's half an hour.
So, like, you guys don't have to be good. You're babies.
Up here, the elves. There's a shit ton of people on the stage. How did they fit all on one stage? They wouldn't now. Completely set up.
There's
different.
No room on the stage now.
Not anymore, yeah. Oh, they're sort of spinning around the huddle. Oh, now everyone's doing the same dance. It's like a flash mob.
It's the fucking Adam Sandler dance.
Oh, yeah. What movie is that from? I forget. I don't remember.
Is it Airheads?
Oh, yeah, it could have been. I love Airheads.
It is Airheads.
Their heads is great.
It's a good movie. It's because it's not his
fucking Steve
most
Buscemi.
Known yet.
Love him.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
Super underrated actor.
Yep. Yeah. No, not at all. He's about rated exactly. Although he was good in Scrubs.
He was phenomenal in Scrubs.
Yeah, that was like his shining moment to me. I used to watch George of the Jungle all the time when I was younger.
Me too.
I bet if I watched it now, I'd kill myself.
Dude's name was Lyle. I hated that guy.
Ugh, Lyle. Fucking dick.
I can't watch that actor in anything else because I just think of him as that guy and I hate him.
Yeah. Who was the... Was it, What's-His-Face's wife was the girl? The one that's in Big Daddy, too. Is that her? I forget.
Oh, Judd Apatow's
yeah.
wife?
Isn't
oh, I think
her?
It was.
I think so.
Holy shit.
Unless I'm thinking of, like, Cable Guy and... I know she's in Cable Guy.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Cable Guy.
Oh, I love Cable Guy. All right, bye. Thanks for waving and dancing. Oh, my God. It's not even happening.
It's
not
even
close to over. Why are they waving? Maybe they're going. Maybe Scrooge just turned around finally. After all this goddamn dancing. Ooh, reindeer. Come on. There
now,
they are.
Here are the reindeer.
Okay, the reindeer look super creepy. Okay, I'm using this as a picture.
They look like the Wallace and Gromit. Is that his name?
Yeah.
That's what they
what
look
it looks like.
Like.
Oh, my God. Why are their eyes, like, connected? They look so weak. Oh, their tongues are sticking out. Why are they retarded? They look like Opie? What? Opie? What?
Odie.
Odie. Opie. Must be Santa.
Oh shit. Gunfire.
Someone shot Santa. Where the hell is Goofy? Oh, there he is. It's Goofy Claus. Did Goofy just shoot someone?
He's very high up.
Oh shit, he was on the side of the castle. He wasn't where Scrooge was.
Right.
Oh, that's scary. He was in one of the tiers. Must be Santa, Santa Claus. Yay. Oh, is Goofy coming?
Oh, there he is. Motherfucker's fast.
Oh, there he is. Turn on the fog for Goofy. Uh-huh. I love Santa Goofy. Your birthday. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, fuck you, little kid.
No, those aren't real. Oh, God. Children's Day. That's not a real thing. No. No.
Did she say Fudge Day?
Flag Day.
Oh.
Oh, God. You're not getting it. No.
Arbor Day.
First day of duck hunting. Pow, pow. Jesus. Oh, hi, Mr. Scrooge.
Boxing Day.
Payday. Yeah, I love payday. I experience that every 2 weeks.
Fucking guy gets it.
December 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. 24th. And then? Thanksgiving! Oh my god, that kid couldn't even lift up that box.
The 24th is like, so much better than the 25th.
Yeah, I love the Christmas Eve dinner. It's so fun.
25th is so boring.
I hate the 25th is annoying. You have to go to everyone's houses and do shit all day.
That's not even... No,
you need to bring shit home, and it's like, oh god.
It's just boring. No one's doing anything.
No. You need to, like, make something to do. At least at, on Christmas Eve, we do Yankee Swap and shit.
Yeah.
And eat a ton. You mean Boxing Day?
Yes, everyone loves Boxing Day.
Scrooge loves Boxing Day. Why do you keep saying that? Why do you like the day after Christmas?
Because then Christmas is over.
I guess, until next year. Scrooge got a big ass.
That he does.
Oh, look at the nephews and everything are back.
The ooeys have big asses,
the
too,
ooeys.
Though.
The ooey, 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 ooey. Yay, that was exciting. Oh, here we slow it down now. We figured you would be getting a lot of presents. You did?
Yeah,
that wasn't
because
very
Scrooge.
Nice. Yeah, but Uncle Donald could have got him stuff. And Mickey. He's like loaded.
Why don't they have parents?
I don't know. Maybe they're busy.
That's why they're not getting any presents. We have
something for you. They're busy. Why would you want to give something to me? Because you suck. Because we care for you. You look so scary. Well, I don't know what to say. You don't?
Oh, it's a piggy bank.
Oh.
Just like the one I
had when I was a wee boy. Oh, that's so cute. That's perfect.
The one that started me down this path of Scroogery.
Yes. I'm afraid we couldn't afford a real party. What? This wasn't the party?
This was a goddamn party, if you ask
me.
Take
this. He doesn't give them anything. Here, take this nothing.
She gave it to him.
Oh. Don't take his hat off. Don't take his hat off. Oh, shit. He had a Santa hat underneath.
He's the real Santa Claus?
Now he's naked. Hey, goofy Santa, you asshole. Who? What? Imagine this turned into a burlesque dance.
Thought it was going to.
Yeah.
Minnie was going to take her clothes off.
Yay. Aw, a way of life. Merry Christmas, Mickey.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
He hit it. Oh, it's snowing. Oh my god, this is like so magical at the end. It was worth it to see this whole thing for this part.
It's soaping, right?
Yeah, it's snoping. Oh, this is like the part where I cry when the opening show. Oh shit! Goofy and Scrooge are on a sleigh and they're raising up! They're, holy shit!
It's rocket boosted, they're gonna take off.
They're going so high up, I'm scared. Oh my god, they're gonna reach the top of the castle.
You can't see them, don't worry.
Oh, there's ropes hanging, I can see how long they are. Oh, and the reindeer are on them. Oh my god.
It'd be awesome if the reindeer just started getting lifted up.
Fireworks, 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 fireworks. We need some sort of bang at the end. That's what she said.
Oh! I like the stars. I like that they had the Star of David in there.
I don't see the snow.
It was just you.
Oh shit! The sleigh's on fire.
You have to be looking at the light to see it.
Oh, there's the snow. It's coming out of the sleigh. Oh, look, Jewish stars.
I said that already.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Star of David. This is really cute, this part.
That's a nice sleigh.
Oh, shit. Is that a bird? Oh, those birds? Oh, shit. Someone let doves go.
Holy shit.
Why is that part of it?
Ain't getting them birds back.
Holy shit. Release doves every show? Christ. I mean, oh shit, there's fire in the back. Fireworks in the back, fireworks in the back.
Shit.
Something's gonna light on fire. Oh, those people are in the front too. They really outdid themselves on this show.
Those are the dancers.
There's really, like.
Look at how many people are on
that
stage.
There's literally, like. Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, God, you had to say that?
Thank you, Mickey.
Fuck you, Mickey.
Oh, he just He just open mouth kissed
Minnie.
He's like,
God bless you. There was legit at least 100 people in this show.
That's ridiculous.
My God.
And I thought maybe there were costume
it
changes, but they're all out there right now.
Crowded. Intermission? No, thank you. Oh, I'm glad Santa Goofy and Scrooge came down again. Yay! Hooray! I want to take a picture with that Mickey and Minnie. Yay! Fucking stupid reindeer with their... Why do they have the tongues hanging out? It makes no sense.
They're like...
They stupid
sort of
reindeer?
Portrayed as dogs, I guess.
I guess. My dog doesn't have his tongue hanging out like that either.
Not at the moment.
Oh, Santa, you barely made it out of the damn fucking sleigh. Where's Scrooge? He's like, I'm gonna get out of the sleigh.
He's had a change of heart, but he still doesn't want to
left.
Be there.
He didn't even take a fucking bow. Right. He's like, I'm too late. I can't get out of the fucking sleigh.
What a nice Christmas tree.
Oh,
the
that's
fucking camera
nice.
Can't even focus.
Aw. That was nice. It was a good ending.
Follow Mama.
Follow Mama.
That was a terrific show.
Yeah.
Glad I picked it.
I am too. I think that was the first one. I think there's two more versions of shows on the stage at the castle, and then there's two more in the Tomorrowland stage for Christmas. So we have a lot to go. I'm going to try and vary it. I don't know if we can find anything for Hollywood Studios except for like the Osborne Lights, but we'll see. We could watch the Osborne Lights. It's not like anything's going to happen besides light up. But
it's like, what is it, like a two-minute show?
It's just like they light up with the music. That's all they do. So I don't think I'll find anything to watch in Hollywood Studios, but we'll see.
We've seen those, right?
Yeah, we saw them a bit before. I think it was a year before they closed it. So we'll just find out.
Yeah.
I'll look. But if not, we'll do like some either Disneyland or Disneyland Paris has some stuff. Tokyo, we'll try those.
There's plenty of stuff to do.
Yeah. But there's a lot in the Magic Kingdom, so that's why we're doing a lot there.
Yes, because that's where Christmas happens.
Ish. So what do we have next?
What we've got next is Cinderella's Holiday Wish and the Castle Dreamlights.
Okay. Well, I think that was when they turn on the lights for the night. They do a little show. You know,
right.
Like we watch the Frozen one?
They did this show every night.
Right. And they used to do this like way before Frozen. So
this
Frozen
was,
started
yeah.
2013, 14, something like that.
Right.
So
2013.
Was, yeah. So this was probably like 90 something. I don't know which year we're watching. Doesn't say. But Cinderella's Holiday Wish and Castle Dreamlights.
This is 2014.
Oh, okay. So wait, how is that possible?
So maybe they just put it up late.
Yeah, that could have been. All right, here we go. I wish they put a year on here. I don't know.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Do something. Oh.
Ooh. Hi.
Happy holidays.
Oh, hi. Yes. Aww.
Oh, you're right. That Mickey doesn't look half as good as the other one.
No.
Gosh, it sure is.
He moves too much, too.
Yeah.
Nothing like being in the Magic Kingdom for the holidays.
Wait, everyone. There's something not quite right yet.
Oh, not quite right.
What isn't right, Minnie?
Decorated, but the castle. Oh, shit. The castle's not decorated.
The castle looks great. But it would be even more beautiful with some holiday decorations. Yeah.
A deer.
A bunch of popcorn and string it around the castle.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
We shall make a lunch like a big present. Like a big present? Oh, Donald, I don't think we have enough wrapping paper.
No.
Good one.
You could probably buy some. You got a lot of money.
Gosh, Minnie.
What'd she say?
Something about the towers. Oh, a holiday wreath.
That would be a huge fucking wreath. What?
I never know what Donald's saying.
Oh, everyone's just rumbling around. Wyatt.
You know what, Cinderella? Why don't you come out?
Oh, the fairy godmother's gonna put everything in order.
And I was having such a nice little rest, too.
Oh, you were sleeping? Excuse us.
Go back to sleep then, bitch.
Hello?
Jesus.
Hello.
Don't tell me what all the fuss is about, won't you?
No. None of your business. Mind your business, bitch. Go back to sleep.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Not all at once. You're
yes, all at once.
More excited than Cinderella going to the ball.
Is she?
Now, one at a time.
No, no,
please.
No.
Oh. She's not hello, anymore. Hello.
We were just admiring all the
why'd she say hello?
She said start over, so she did.
Oh.
Went way back to the beginning.
Yeah, she did. What? Oh, decorating.
So we were all trying to decide how
thanks
to
for
decorate.
Translating, Goofy.
Now, with a wreath or candy canes.
A magic paper.
Or popcorn.
A magic what now?
Wrapping paper.
Oh, wrapping paper.
Those are all lovely ideas. But don't you
no, they're not.
Cinderella should be the one who decides how to decorate the castle. After all, my dear.
Why?
She
it is her castle.
It ain't her castle.
Oh, shall we ask
she
Cinderella?
Married in.
I said she
well,
lives here.
That doesn't rhyme.
Do it,
yeah.
Oh, this was a sign language one.
Oh shit! Someone's signing on the bottom. Oh, we didn't tell you to bring the prince.
Hello, fairy godmother.
Make him be quiet.
He's got nothing better to do.
That's easy. I don't.
Oh,
leave me alone.
Now let me see.
I would have decorated it if
you
I
know,
wanted it.
I've always loved the way my glass slippers twinkle and shine in the light.
Have you?
Do you think the castle could look like that?
No, it can't.
Oh,
it's impossible.
You want it to be made out of glass?
Yeah.
It's a terrible, terrible building material.
Ooh.
I
guess it makes sense that Elsa does it now.
Fairy godmother.
It's ice.
Do
makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
My wish come true?
Well, we'll see.
That's a bit of a
have
challenge.
You been good this year?
That's a bit of a challenge.
You
turned a pumpkin into a coach.
Do you think
why
you
is Goofy raising his hand?
Oh, I can help.
Oh, I can do anything.
Yes. Of course.
Okay.
And how about all of you? Make Cinderella's holiday wish come true?
Maybe
no.
Later.
Wonderful.
Boo.
All right, then. Let's give it a try.
All right.
I want everyone to imagine what the castle would look like.
Okay, I'm imagining it.
With magical ice.
I'm imagining it covered in blood.
What do we do? Bippity boppity boo.
Bippity.
I already did it.
Bobbity.
Bobbity.
All together now.
All together now. Boo. Slowly. Well, that side's done. Just like the one that used to know. That looks horrible.
No, it doesn't.
Come on, the rest of the castle. Oops, I didn't mean to say it that way. It's like, come on, the rest of the castle.
Oh.
Oops.
That's what it looks like.
It'll work. Ugh, the top spire's not covered enough. Looks weird.
That part does stick out.
I think, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, get off.
My goodness.
Oh my goodness, I felt it.
I do say so myself.
Good job.
Oh, fairy godmother, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Just like I dreamed it would be.
Is your house on fire, Cinderella?
Why is your house so bright all of a sudden? You're keeping the rest of the neighborhood up.
Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Family. Merry,
merry. Ooh.
Magical. What if I don't believe in magic?
Or holidays. I wonder for what now? Evening.
Yeah, evening.
Unless she said Disney.
Have a wonderful Disney.
Have a wonderful Disney. Disney World. That ending was less than climactic.
That was boring. This just looks like a Disney Parks blog video.
Yeah, I mean, I think Yeah, it probably was of some sort. Yeah, it was nice. I still like it better than Frozen.
Yes.
I still like it better than Elsa lighting up the castle because she takes her fucking ever to do it. She's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's slow.
She's a bitch.
She's a bitch, she's a bitch, she's a bitch, bitch, bitch. I guess that's it for Christmas today.
That's all I brought to the table.
Yes. Next week we'll do Morocco and then we'll figure out some other Christmas shit
really
to do.
Is it really Morocco already?
Already? We've only done three.
I know. I feel like Morocco's in the middle.
Can't hear you.
I feel like Morocco's in the middle.
No. Then it'll
well,
be...
Well, obviously.
I think Japan after that? Morocco? Japan? Yeah.
I don't know. Germany? Italy?
China. Yeah, Germany and Italy are after France. So, I mean, after America. We're in France.
Oh, we went the wrong way.
Well, you picked it. I did
I
not.
I know.
We're going to end on Mexico. Down Mexico way.
We should have ended on Canada.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
I fucked up.
I think he's my favorite so far.
I fucked up. Sorry, guys.
We'll watch him again after just to finish it.
Blame me.
Blame Canada. Remember?
I do remember.
I want to watch that movie again. Is there a South Park? Oh, there's a Passion of the... Oh, that's for Easter, right?
Passion of the Jew.
Yeah. Is there anything for Christmas? Oh, Mr. Hankey.
Yeah, Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo.
He loves me and I love you. I don't think that's a special. That's, well, probably an
it's
hour.
It's a Christmas special. Yeah. I don't know if it's an hour, but it's still a Christmas special.
Oh, I should look into that. I bet there's other Christmas ones. Like that, doesn't he sing like, I'm a Jew on Christmas? I'm just
yeah.
a Jew.
A lonely
Christmas.
Jew.
I love that Christmas. Song.
There's a whole music thing, so I would imagine.
Oh, maybe it's like a musical or something.
There's a
yeah,
Christmas
album,
Time
right?
in Hell. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta look into this. Maybe it's an episode.
My favorite one is Merry Fucking Christmas.
Merry Fucking Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one, I don't think.
Mr. Garrison sings it.
We gotta watch these. Those are fucking good. I love South Park.
Me too.
Alrighty. Maybe we'll end... Alright, you know what? We'll throw in one of the South Park songs at the end. No? Why?
Okay.
Why not?
I don't know.
They're fucking good. They
yeah.
write good music.
Yeah, they're too good.
Too good to give away?
For this, yeah.
No. Just good enough.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not good enough, but oh well. Fuck it.
My mic keeps moving. I don't know why. All right, so what else you got?
Did you like Coco?
I fucking loved Coco.
Oh, yeah. We already talked about
that. I told you. It's my favorite Pixar movie.
Yeah. I want to go see it again.
Like, I didn't want to see Frozen again.
It's weird. I just heard, like, someone in my headphones.
It was you moving the chair.
That scared me.
It went... Meh.
I thought it was a guy.
No.
What'd you say?
Yes. I don't remember.
It scared me. I thought there was someone in my headphones and it scared me.
You thought there was someone in your
it
headphones?
It was like... Meh. I was like, ugh.
Coco was amazing. The Frozen short before it was not short and it sucked.
Garbage.
But
everyone hates it.
I'd seen it before.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. There was some of it I had seen before.
Well, I mean, they reused a bunch of songs. Like, the first time in forever we've had our first Christmas or whatever.
That
fucking
wasn't it.
Stupid.
No. It was the Olaf stuff where he was going to people's houses.
You haven't seen that, so I mean...
It was somewhere. They released it beforehand.
Well, it was probably a trailer of it, yeah.
Maybe.
But it was so disappointing. Didn't need that at all. And I could have had if you at least put a Pixar short in between it, maybe... Instead of just the Pixar people being like, oh, it took us a long time to make this. Oh, it's like, okay, if we wanted to see that, show it after the credits. Like, I hate when they don't give you a reason to stick around the credits because we were staying for the whole thing, obviously, because we always do. And they didn't.
This is news to me. This, when we stayed for the whole credits, I was confused because I knew there wasn't anything after the credits.
I don't care. I want to see the credits. They usually put like Easter eggs and stuff, but it doesn't matter. Like, just stay for the credits. The songs play. It's fine. You don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, no, I
calm
understand.
Down about the credits.
I wasn't in a rush.
We were the only people in the theater, and then they turn the lights on while the credits are going, and people start cleaning in front of us. The guy was literally sweeping in front of us.
It was
even
very
there was
obnoxious.
No one else. Couldn't you just leave us alone for a second until it's over?
We paid to see this movie.
Fucking stood right in front of me, sweeping. I'm like, are you kidding me?
We probably could have caused a commotion, and they probably would have given us something.
I should have, because that pisses me off. Like, you're a movie theater, the least you could do is let people watch the credits. It's the whole fucking point of the credits is for people to get credit for the movie.
It's not like the next movie is starting immediately.
No, probably wasn't starting for another half an hour or so.
45 minutes, probably.
And it wouldn't take you that long. There's nothing on the ground, dude. Even if there is, you could probably leave it for another two movies and no one would notice.
Yeah, we clean up after ourselves. Yeah. No one else did.
It's not like they're fucking washing the seats or anything.
If you go see a movie, clean up after yourself, please.
Ugh, some people left like entire meals on the fucking chairs. It's so rude. Just fucking throw it away. It's not that hard.
Tell the folks where to go. Tell them about our shirts.
Oh, yeah, we threw up a new Christmas shirt. We have an Epcot Center Christmas shirt, and it's a Christmas tree with all the pavilion logos from Epcot Center as ornaments and two on the gift boxes on the bottom. And then there's Figments, Monorail Mickeys, Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth Mickeys.
No, they're monorail, like the monorail logos from the carpeting on the monorail. Spaceship Earth, and then it just says Epcot Center on the top. Looks awesome.
Yep.
So go get those.
We have another one.
Yeah.
We haven't released it yet, and I don't know when I'm going to release it.
Yes, for any wrestling fans, if you know the Bullet Club from New Japan Wrestling, you'd be a fan of the new Mouse Club shirt we're putting up soon.
You shouldn't tell the folks. They're going to steal my idea and release it before I do.
Well, we'll still put it up, so anyone could do that. Anyone could take.
There isn't one out there, though. I looked for it.
I know, that's good. And no one had an Epcot Center Christmas sweater either, so we are the only ones to have it.
That's right.
You saw a shitty one. I think WDWNT has one that has like a castle on it, but it looks like 8-bit. It's like, that's not sweater. It just looks like you're wearing like an old video game that didn't exist.
You got to go to whatsdispodcast.com/shirts.
Yes. And you could also go to whatsdispodcast.com to watch videos along with the show. You can get a quote for Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line Vacation, Aulani Disney Resort and Spa in Hawaii. I got to do my 2018 training. It's coming up soon.
I want to go to Aulani.
I do too. We'll have to do a Disneyland and Aulani trip together.
Like, yes.
All together. And what else can you do?
You can like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at What's Dis Pod.
Yep. And you can, what else can you do there? You can
leave us 5 stars.
5 rate and review, 5 stars.
Yep. And I mean, all the other shit that everyone else says, you can email me, I guess, whatever. Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do. Just do what we tell you, to do first and foremost.
Get in touch with us, though.
Yeah.
If you have any memories of your Christmas pass of Disney, let us know what you miss. And then we'll try to look it up and watch it for you.
Yeah, if you want to call in, you can call in, too.
Oh, yeah. Call in. Give them a number, and they can leave a voicemail saying happy holiday.
It's one holiday. Yeah, 1-857-293-1442.
I hope they heard that, because you're really far away from them.
It's 1-857.
857?
Jesus Christ, I can't see because you're in the way.
Oh.
It's 1-857-293-1442.
Okay. The one is implied, though. Right?
Which one?
The first one.
1-857?
Yeah.
293?
Yes.
1-442?
Yes.
Well, no. What if they're from overseas? What if they're from the Japan and they're listening? They don't know how to dial one.
Are they going to call?
They could.
Would it cost them money?
I doubt it.
Oh.
But also...
Also, just send us a message or some shit.
I don't know how to speak the Japanese, so don't...
Either way, you know how to get in touch with us and tell us what the fuck to do. I like suggestions, so I don't have to do as much thinking, people. So come on. Come on with it. Also, I was on Mouse Rants this week, and we did a trivia with Kate Smith from Mouselanious, and Jerry quizzed us, and I won by like 1 point.
Nice.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you really fucking gave it away.
I didn't really, because it's a very tough game, very close game, and neither of us know shit about shit, so we pretty much failed at every level. So that's fun to listen to.
Well, way to go.
Thank you. Listen to us on Mouse Rants too. So that's it. We'll wrap that up and talk to you next week.
All right, everyone. Happy holidays.
Yeah, have that good, you know, Christmas shit.
And by happy holidays, I mean Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and put your goddamn trees up. Bye.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey, there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the masses. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas.